The intensity of updrafts in ordinary cells is limited by their small size and speed. Most ordinary cell updrafts only reach 50% of their maximum updraft velocity due to water loading and/or dry air entrainment. A weaker updraft acceleration increases the chance that precipitation loading will diminish the strength of the updraft before it has a chance to reach the high theoretical speeds. Given the same cape, not all updrafts will be the same. Narrow updrafts are likely to be affected by lateral dry air entrainment, so wider updrafts will allow the core to be protected. Use visible satellite imagery or radar representation of the mid-level core to estimate updrafts that will be less prone to entrainment. Secondary updrafts developing near a previous storm may grow in a more moist mid-level environment than what the models or RAOBs indicate. A large area of towering Q growing in a region of mesoscale ascent, such as due to convergence from a sea breeze boundary or even differential heating, may provide a clue that the environment will be moister than expected. In this GOES 14-1 km visible image, you can see an updraft growing in an area developed by larger mesoscale ascent in portions of northeast Georgia.